I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out. Say.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of rescue.
Tonight is the third night, and help me welcome the one by you. Welcome to the third night of our travail 2025. Tell him there shall be a restoration and a recovery of our Lord's glory and your original destiny. Can I hear an amen if you believe that? Oh, can I hear an amen if you believe that? All right. We have been looking at becoming effective in prayer. How to be effective in these 40 days. And then we looked at steps to becoming effective. Because James 4:16 tells us that for the effectual or the effective prayer of the righteous is what works tremendously, is what produces results. And prayer is a results-oriented endeavor. It's a result-oriented work. Because it is work. If you have tried praying for 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours, you understand when we say prayer is work. Okay, so, but it must be result-oriented. And for us to have results from the prayers that we are making on daily basis, for us to be effective in it, for us to have results, it must be effective. And for it to be effective, number one, you must approach it with a heart preparation. There must be a heart preparation. You must prepare your heart. You must prepare your heart, because when James says the earnest prayer of the righteous, he was talking about the heart included, the heartfelt prayer of the right, the prayer that is rooted in the heart. And so it has to do with a heart condition, that even as you are speaking, God is not actually looking at your words. He's mainly looking at your heart. For man looks on the outward, but God looks on the inward. God looks on the heart. So God is focused on our hearts, and we must prepare our hearts if we are going to really experience answers to our prayers in these 40 days. May your 40 days never be a wasted period before God. May your 40 days be a 40 days of testimonies and encounters. Let your amen be louder if you are the one. So we said, for you to be able to prepare your heart, you must watch the issue of consecration. In the heart preparation, we deal with consecration. That is what holiness. We purge our hearts of sin. And then also, I couldn't talk about it, but also it's the issue of forgiveness. That is what bitterness is, the next thing that you do if you are working on your heart before you enter into prayer. If your prayers will work tremendously and you are working on your heart, one of the things you have to work on is the issue of bitterness, that you must walk in forgiveness. Because if you don't walk in forgiveness and you are holding on to people and you are holding on to issues and you are bitter, it has a way it affects your prayer. Jesus says that when you come to God in prayer and you remember that you have a problem with someone or you have an issue with someone, leave your offering and your sacrifice on the altar and go back and solve that problem before you come. That means that your issue with someone or your bitterness and unforgiveness has the capacity to neutralize the power of your offering and the power of your prayer. But that is why he says, go and make peace and then come and continue with your interaction with God and your prayers and your sacrifice. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, and so forgiveness is a very, very important subject, because Jesus said, forgive us. When Jesus was teaching them how to pray, one of the things Jesus taught them to do is that ask the Lord to forgive you as you forgive others. That means that God forgives us in the same way we forgive others. So if you don't forgive others, he doesn't forgive you. And if he doesn't forgive you, he doesn't hear the prayer of sinners. So it means that your prayers are blocked. God's ears are blocked to people who are angry with their neighbor, who are walking in unforgiveness and in bitterness. I pray that these 40 days, may no bitterness rob you of the blessings of recovery and restoration. I said, may bitterness and unforgiveness towards a human being never stop your prayers in Jesus' name. Clap your two hands and say, I am sanctified, I am consecrated, for I am working in forgiveness. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Now, number two, steps to becoming effective. Aside heart preparation, number two is word preparation. Everybody say word preparation. Or say word preparation. That means that you don't just prepare your heart, you also prepare word. You go to God in prayer by preparing in the word of the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? Without the word of God, your prayers can be reduced to nothing. Your prayers can be reduced to noise. Your prayers can be reduced to nothing before God. Are you getting what I'm saying? Tell somebody by you, without the word of God, your prayer is mere noise in the ears of God. Prayer minus the word of God is noise in the ears of God. Prayer minus the word of God is what? Noise in the ears of God. Without the word of God, your prayer life can end in frustration. Your prayer life can end in frustration. You will pray and pray and pray for years until you end in frustration. Until you start saying that prayers doesn't work. But the issue is that you have been praying all these years, but minus the word of God. 1 John chapter 5 verse 14 tells us how we are guaranteed answers to our prayers. And what did the Bible say? Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Let's read it again. The whole church, read with me. One go. Now this is the confidence that we have, the assurance that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, according to what? If you ask what? Anything. Say anything. Anything includes your prayer request. Anything includes the breakthrough you are looking for. If you ask anything according to his, he hears us. So God hears people who ask according to his will. Can I hear an amen? Your prayers can only be effective if it is accordance. It is in accordance to the will of God. If your prayers are contrary to the will of God, they will not be heard. Simple. So it doesn't matter if you lay on the floor. It doesn't matter if you are rolling back to back. It doesn't matter if you are crying. If what you are praying about is not in accordance to the will of God, it doesn't attract answer. Lift up your brother and say, Lord, help me know your will. But what is the will of God? Primarily, the will of God is the word of God. Everybody say, the will of God is the word of God. When you take the Bible, it is the will of God. It is the will Jesus left for us. A will is the plans and intentions of someone that should be implemented after the person lives or dies. And after Jesus lived and died and left us, he left us with his will. And his will is his word. That's why we call it testament. We call it testament. Testament means will. It's like your father leaving you his will. That's your father's testament. So God left us a testament when Jesus was leaving us. And we have the Old Testament, the old will of God, and the new will of God. That's the Old Testament and the New Testament. So the word of God primarily is the will of God. So you cannot be praying about somebody's husband and say that, God, if it is your will, let your will be done. Somebody's asking, how can it be God's will? Unless you don't know the word of God. But his wife doesn't cook well, and he likes my cooking. It is not the will of God. Don't even ask, oh, I'm praying for the will of God is the word of God. So if what you are asking is not in accordance to the word of God, it's not the will of God. Don't spiritualize it. So the will of God is his word, and the word of God is God's language. Do you understand what I'm saying? The word of God is God's language. That is what he understands. It is through his word that we communicate with him. He doesn't understand any other language aside the language of the word. So anybody that prays or speaks to God without the word of God is speaking a foreign language to God, and it only produces this confusion. For you to go to God in prayer without the word of God in your prayer, it's like for a foreign person or for a Chinese person or a Korean come to you and asking you a question in Korea language. I am sure the look on your face, you'll be watching the person confused. To go to God in prayer these 40 days without having scriptures, without having the word of God backing the prayer request that you have brought, is that you are speaking in a foreign language and God doesn't understand. Say, there is confusion. Because the word of God is the language of God. And you speak any other language, he doesn't understand. Like the way God divided their languages during the Tower of Babel. Bible says that when someone says, give me block, then they'll carry cement. The building project ended. Many destinies are ending because we are speaking to God in foreign language, in confusing language. But I declare that from tonight, you will know the word of God, and your prayer life shall be effective. Your prayer life shall be effective. If you are the one here, lift up your right and say, I am the one. So sometimes you think you are praying, but there is total confusion in God's ears. He doesn't know what you are saying. He doesn't understand why you are crying. God's ears are deafened to prayers that are not word-based. God's ears are deaf to prayers that are not word-based. Imagine calling somebody who is deaf and trying to instruct the person and trying to send the person on an errand. That Charlie, I need so so and so on your way back, buy it for me. The person will just be watching you like that. The ears of God are rendered deaf when Christians enter in prayer without the word. And that is why every night I try to give you the word, something about it, so that it will affect your prayer. Otherwise, you end up praying things that you will look very active, but you have less resource. You will sweat, but you will live with nothing. Instead of it becoming a spiritual endeavor, it will become a physical endeavor. You'll just be losing weight. By the time we end 40 days, you've lost some calories, but you got no anointing, no grace. May that not be your testimony. Yeah. Oh, I said, may that not be your testimony. Yeah. The word of God is what gives worth to your prayers and gives you even heavenly audience. The word of God, it is what gives worth to your prayers. Your prayers become valuable, important in the eyes of God when it is backed by the word of God. When it is backed by the word of God, the prayer requests that you are writing, the prayer points that you are praying each night, what are the scriptures backing it? What is the word of God assuring you about it? Which word of God do you have, for which reason you are asking? Am I speaking to somebody here?
I know that these 40 days you want to pray prayers, but make sure that the things you are asking God, you have the word of God to support it. Are you getting what I'm saying? So if you're asking for healing, have the word of God that guarantees you healing. Thou shalt serve the Lord, and he shall take sickness out of your midst. That is a word supporting it, that it should work. Lord, it is my season. I want to find my husband. I want to get married. What is the word of God saying about that? Bible says that a man shall lack their mate. Scripture says that, and it is not good that a human being should live alone. I will make him a helpmeet. Find the word. So that when you go to God, you will not go to God in the multitude of words, but you will go, or in the multitudes of tears, but you will go to him in the multitude of his scripture. So that, because you know, when you want to take something from someone, the best way to do it is to refer to the person, or is to refer the person to what the person promised you. True or not true? Yeah. My little girl does that a lot. She will say, "Daddy, you said..." Sometimes I just said it so that she will stop crying, but she will never forget. And sometimes when I say the thing and she doesn't, she wants to hold me by the moment I say, she realized she didn't hear, she will say that, "What did you say?" Like, for example, I said, "Oh, today when we close, I'll take you to go and buy something at Chinatown." She will intentionally ask you, "What did you say?" But she heard. So when I realized that was her trick, now when she asked, I said, "Whatever you heard me, take it." Because I realized that she intentionally asked me, so she will be sure. So that when she's demanding for it after school, that, "Daddy, you said..." And because the person refers you to what you have said, you are bound to delivering. True or not true? Don't go to God in the multitude of tears. Keke, have a word. These 40 days, have a word. Whatever you are praying for, have a word. Say, "Lord, help me. I need a job." Have a word. Those that do not work should not eat. "Lord, I cannot be there without working. Create me a working environment. Give me a job." I get what I'm saying. Everything you ask for, there is a scripture. There is a promise of God for it. And that is what gives your prayers worth. That is what makes your prayers have heavenly audience. Heaven attend to your prayers when they are backed with the word of God. And I pray that these 40 days, may heaven pay attention to your prayers. I said, may heaven pay attention to your prayers. Somebody shout, "The heavens are attending to my prayers." Come on, prophesy. The heavens are attending to my prayers. In Isaiah chapter 1, the verse number 18, the Bible said that, "Come and let us reason together." Come. God is inviting human beings to come for an argument. Come and let us reason. It's like a law court. Come, brah. Now you ain't come once. God says, "Come, let us reason together." God wants you to come and reason with him. How do you reason with God? By quoting Ashanti Proverbs. You have gone into prayer. You are quoting Proverbs. You've gone into prayer. You are giving God Ashanti Proverbs. That's the only thing you know. You have gone to God and you are praying, and the only thing you could quote is that heaven helps those who help themselves. Oh God. Heaven helps those who help themselves. Because there are some of us, we don't know the word of God. We know the Ashanti Proverbs more. We know the Akan Proverbs more. We know the things your father told you, you know them better. You know the things that your grandfather be told them better. So when you are even praying, you are playing with the mentality of those counsels. You hear Christians say, "Ujin boni kakra, wajin papa kakra." And they even take it into prayer. Oh Lord, I pray about my boss. I don't know, but this year there is a saying that when you think evil small, then you think good small. In case they want to sack me, oh Lord, arise. Is that how to you quote the adage of men? From today, may you know the word, and may your prayers be backed by the word. He said, come and let us reason together. Come and let's talk about that financial situation. Come and let's talk about it. God has invited you 40 days. Come and reason with God. But you can't reason with him in your own proverbs and your own adage. You can't. In chapter 43 verse 26, the same Isaiah, quickly. Chapter 43 verse 26, is that put me in remembrance. Now when you come to prayer, you do what my daughter does to me. Put me in remembrance that, oh God, that, oh God, let's say, oh God, you are not doing well. You are topping last in class. And you say, Lord, your word says, I shall be the head and not the tail. You are reminding him. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us contend like two lawyers. Let's do quote and I quote like two lawyers. What lawyers win is when they are able to quote the right constitution or the right constitutional provision. They are able to quote the right thing. It is written, Republic of Ghana law, subsection so so and so. It is written. PNDC law 111 something. Then the judge is recording. Then the jury, they are recording. When you misquote it, they'll tell you this is wrong. Get up, also quote another constitution. Some of you get up, refer to another case. Back and forth. That's what the Lord was talking about. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us contend to your case. Tell somebody about you this year, state your case. Tell him this travail, state your case. That is why we are stating our case. Five things you are looking for. State your case and put him in remembrance. What he said about those things? What he said about those things? State your case that you may be acquitted. In other words, that you may be justified. So if you are going to be justified, if you are going to win in prayer, if you are going to be effective in prayer, if your prayer results, they must be backed by the word. Quote it to him. It is written. Quote it to him. Make reference to him. Quote it to him. Make God respects his word. Before you go to God in prayer for anything, take time to prepare your case with scriptures. And it's the word you declare to him that makes your prayers have sense, or that makes your prayers make sense to him. The word you declare to him is what makes your prayer make sense to him. Lord, this year I'm going back to school. God says, why are you going back to school? Why do you want to go back to school? Then you have to tell him, because your word says in Jeremiah 29 verse 11 that you know the plans that I have, that you have towards me. They are plans of good and not of evil, to give me a future and an unexpected end. Lord, I want to have a future. I want to have an expected end as a lawyer, as a doctor, as a magistrate. So Lord, I must go. Then you tell him that the Bible said that I should study to show myself approved as a workman that is not ashamed, rightly. So if I will be effective, Lord, I must go to school. The energy in this travel season, give him a scripture for it. Otherwise, you are making noise. Yes, it is the word you give God that make you make sense to him. God is not moved by your tears. Tell somebody, God is not moved by your tears, but by his word. Tell him again, God is not moved by your movement. God is not moved by your screams. Now there are people who think when they scream, that's when God. God is not moved by your screaming. It doesn't move God. It doesn't move. You will lose your voice and maybe lose your life on top. It doesn't move God. God is only moved by his word because he has regard for his word. God has respect for his word. It is not your size. It is not your name. It is not your family. It is not how well you speak. It is not your English. It is not your grammar. It is not what. God has respect for the word that you bring to him, for the things you are reminding him in the word. In Psalm 138 verse 2, the Lord has exalted his word above all his names. He has exalted his word. Thou hast exalted thy word above all thy names. That means that the word of God has been exalted more than Jehovah Jireh. So instead of waking up and shout, oh, Jehovah Jireh Nyamie, Jehovah Jireh Nyamie, everybody provide mommy, Jehovah Jireh Nyamie. Because to you, Abraham said Jehovah Jireh. So you think the secret is in the name. Tell someone the secret. Bible says that for you have magnified. What picture was him? Abru Woodin in Aso. Eti Nyankupon with picture Nasem na. E wo wanono. Asi e di anbebo. Eti se obonzama twasha also. Nase u hiyanya mi se omrambe kumawa. Then you are shouting, Yahweh Sabbath, Yahweh Sabbath. The miracle is not in the name Yahweh Sabbath. The miracle is in the word of God. But if you see a certain demon that is attacking you, shout, Yahweh! Nothing will happen. Because there's no power in those names as compared to the power that is in the word of God. The power that is in the word of God. The power that is in the word of God. Tell somebody, sister, go for the word. That is why when we come for every service, we try to inject you with the word. We try to infuse you. You can't have a rescue church service without an element of the word. You can't hear a rescue person leading prayer without first giving you. We always back every prayer because that is the only guarantee that we have that our prayers will be effective, that will make sense, that will make sense. Jesus prevailed in prayer by the word of God. Matthew 4 verse 10. What did Jesus tell the devil? Jesus told him, it is written. It is written. Whatever the devil passed, Jesus responded, it is written. It is written. So you too in prayer, what will make you prevail is your ability to quote that it is written. To know what is written and to say it to the devil. And to say, even the devil is defeated by it is written. The devil even have respect for the word of God. It is written. It is written. And the Bible says that after he told him it is written, then he left him. He departed from him. I declare that after you engage the mystery of the word, may every satanic power depart from your life. I said every demonic power will depart from your life. They will depart from your destiny. Shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one.
You must understand that prayer is a weapon. An offensive, the word of God is an offensive weapon. Say offensive weapon. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17. The Bible says that the word of God is the sword of the spirit. So imagine a warrior who has gone to battle, and the warrior went without a sword. He's only holding maybe a shield because he has faith, but he doesn't have the word. He believes that God will save him, but he doesn't even know why. He doesn't have a scripture to confront the devil. For you to prevail over your enemy, you need a sword. True or not true? You need a sword. And the word of God is the sword for spiritual warfare. So as you have come to travel, what have you come to do? To engage spiritual battles. So you cannot do it without the word of God. So this week, as I'm preparing you, one of the preparations you need is word preparation. That as you live here and you go, each night I'm preparing you with a word. I'm giving you a word.
I'm giving you something to pray about. I'm giving you something to fill your spirit with. And when you go back, it is those things you go and take your pen and your paper and you write, Lord, I need A. Lord, I need B. Lord, I expect this by the close of travail. And you quote scriptures to back them. You quote scriptures to back them. In case you don't have a scripture, me, I'm giving you a scripture on the form. The Lord will restore you. Can I hear an amen? And listen to me. You see, prayer is like a system. See, a system. When we say a system, something that is built to function. Prayer is like a system. Like a gun. A gun is a system that has been built to be able to kill, to be able to shoot. But without a bullet, the system is just useless. It's like a toy. The gun is a toy. But just as the gun must be loaded for it to be able to carry out its expected work, so also your prayer life must be loaded with the word of God so that it can deliver results. I declare that this season of travail, may your prayers be effective. May your prayers deliver results. If your amen is loud, the Lord is empowering you. The Lord is empowering you. The Lord is empowering you. Clap your two hands together for Jesus. Celebrate the Lord.
And so we are going to pray tonight. But we are going to pray, we are going to use the word of God. And when you leave here, make sure that any prayer you pray throughout these 40 days, you have a scripture to back it. So when you are praying, and you are clapping, and you are shouting, and you are lying on the floor, be careful to be quoting. What works is not your ability to quote the name of the book and the chapter and the verse. You can't go to the devil and say, I rebuke you in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Are you getting what I'm saying? So some of you, you want to be able to quote the thing that it is written in Genesis chapter 6. And so, did Jesus mention the book? Jesus didn't mention the book. You have to go and look for it. And you'll find some in Psalms. You'll find some, even what the devil mentioned was in Psalm 91. The devil even didn't quote the book. Jesus also didn't quote the book, because some were in Leviticus, some were in Deuteronomy. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it is not about quoting the book. It's about having the word in your spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's about having the word in your spirit. That by the time you wake up from a demonic dream and you see that you are dead, something on the inside of you pops up and says, I shall not die. But I shall live to declare the works of God. It is not a chapter of a book and a verse of a book that you quoted. It is the word of God.
When you study bibliology in the pastoral school, then you are going to be taught in the links. And in bibliology, we call something the links of how the Bible you are holding came about. From the original manuscript to the first, the original, what the authors wrote, to the first original manuscripts that were made with handwriting, to the ones that were moved, it kept moving and moving till it got to the place where certain theologians came up who added chapters and another point added verses. So the word of God is not the chapters and the verses. The Bible was it was together. Chapters and verses were added so that you can easily memorize. I get what I'm saying. So have the word in your spirit. Have the word in your spirit. Have the word in your spirit. Lord, I cannot sleep hungry, for you give us our daily bread. I cannot sleep hungry because your word says that even lions shall forget their young ones, but they that trust in the Lord, they shall be strong like Mount Zion. You have to quote the word of God. God cannot forget you. I get what I'm saying. You have to always go to God with the word. Go to him and then you are going to be effective. Clap your two hands and rise to your feet. There is power.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.